The Sixth Lesson. The 6th of June. Saturday. Whose dog is it? Now Lily has her own dog too. His name is Hop Hop. He is black and white. He is very lean and small with a funny short tail. But though he is small, his voice is loud, and he can hear any noise in the garden or in the house. The boys say that Hop Hop is a good dog. When Mr. Christine goes to work and the children run away to play, Hop Hop sits at the door and does not leave the house. Mr. Christine works hard and he comes home very late, but now he knows that his children are not alone. Hop Hop is with them. When Hop Hop is hungry, he stands up on his hind legs and begins to bark. Lily knows what that means. It means that the dog wants some bread and meat. Sometimes the doctor goes to the theatre and the children are at home alone. But he knows that their new friend is at the door. When night comes, the children say good night to the dog and go to bed. There are two bedrooms upstairs where they sleep. But Hop Hop does not sleep upstairs. He sleeps in the garden at the door of the house. Hop Hop does not like boys who smoke tobacco. When he sees them, he begins to bark at them and tries to bite them. Sometimes he barks at Sam. Sam, why does Hop Hop bark at you? Lily asks one day. I don't know. I think he doesn't like me, Sam answers. Shall I ask him why he barks at you? His little sister asks slyly. He smells tobacco, Sam, and he does not like it. Daddy says that the boys who smoke tobacco won't grow. They will be shorter than the boys who do not smoke. Father must know this. He is a doctor. I don't like your silly dog, Sam says angrily. He barks only when you smoke. Sam, he is a very clever dog, Lily says. But I do not smoke. What a silly dog, Sam says. The dog is not silly at all. He can do many things. Look how he can dance. Only look at him. Dance, Hop Hop, dance, Lily says. The dog stands up on his hind legs and begins to dance. Sam smiles. And what else can he do? Can he bring sticks, shoes, caps and coats? He asks. Of course he can, Lily says. Can he bring me my shoe or my coat? Sam asks. Yes, of course. Hop Hop, bring my brother's coat and his left shoe, Lily says. The dog runs away. In a minute he comes back with a shoe. That is not the left shoe. Where is my shoe? Bring me another shoe. Find it. Go and find it, Sam cries. But the dog does not want to go. He does not know what left or right means. He can bring you a shoe, and that is all, Lily says. And then, when you ask him, don't forget to say please. Please, Hop Hop. Go and find my coat, Sam cries. But the dog won't go. What must I say now? Sam asks. Hop Hop does not know which coat you want, the black coat or the blue one, Lily says. Go and find the blue coat that I wear on Sundays, Sam cries. It is upstairs in Father's bedroom. Please. In a minute, Hop Hop comes back with Sam's blue coat. Oh, you are right. What a clever dog we have. There is a good girl. Shake hands with me and don't be cross. I shall not smoke any more. Our dog is really very clever, Sam says. Such a clever dog. And don't tell Father about me. I promise I shall never take another cigarette.